Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Happy freaking Monday, everybody. It's Sam Crowley, host of the Everyday Saturday podcast. It's great to have you back. It's April 20th, April 20. 10 days left in the month. 10 days left in the fourth month of the year. Can you believe it? Hey, big shout out to everybody that was out in Toronto this past weekend. It was awesome, awesome, awesome seeing all of you. Actually got a gift, Charlie. Thank you so much. We got the roller skates, but little homemade roller skates for our daughter, Susan. What an amazing gift. Thank you so much. That's the beauty. People like Charlie and other people, when I go on the road, and even when I'm not on the road, when I came back home Saturday night from being in Toronto, I had a gift waiting for me from a gentleman by the name of Mark Stowers. Mark purchased my course, Everyday Saturday course, back in 2010, 5 years ago. And has just stayed in touch, man, sending gifts. It's just the connection you build with people, with clients that, you know, these aren't just people that I look at with dollar signs. You know, when you start looking at people with a dollar sign on their forehead, you've completely missed a boat in business, you know. And I know you know a lot of people like that. So do I, you know, people that they just as soon never talk to you if you can just send them some money every single month. Sound familiar? You know, but hey, anyway, station identification, make sure you're plugged into the Everyday Saturday message, not only on iTunes, where you will be leaving a five-star rating. Would you please, if you haven't, leave a five-star rating for the show? It helps the show get found faster and keeps us at the top of the ranks there as the longest-running motivational podcast on the planet. Also, head over to EverydaySaturday.com. Make sure we have your name and email so we can stay inspired. Send out a lot of great content, a lot of cool stuff. And I'm putting together inside my little crazy lab down here, re-releasing or actually releasing a new updated 2.0 version of the 6 Days of Saturday course, my flagship course I released in 2009. Really great product. Each CD was titled one of the days of the week. So you had Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And it was really cool. Well, not only am I going to re-release that, I'm going to record a brand new 6 hours of audio, the everyday or the 6 Days to Saturday 2.0 course. So if you want to stay informed about that, make sure you're on over to everydayissaturday.com. Make sure we have your name and email. Great time in Toronto. Great to be home. Yesterday was our son's 15th birthday. And I'll talk about that because some of you may not know the story. You're like, hey, Sam, what's up, dude? You have 4 girls. Yeah, we also... we had a baby boy who didn't quite make it. He was born way too soon at 20 weeks. Another situation where Angela had complications, and he was born on April 19th of 2000. And this was the first time we'd ever been pregnant. In 2000, I would have been, 31 going on 32 years old. And it was wild, man. I remember finding out and right around the holidays, around January 1st in that time frame that we were expecting. And it's just crazy, man. You think, you know, you're that young. I don't even know. I mean, I your first time's your first time, whether you're 20, 30, 40. I think at different ages, you're ready more to be a parent. Certainly, you know, I'm going to be 47 next month or 2 months. And, you know, if I think back, even when I was 30 years old, could I have handled this situation of our daughter in the hospital for 8 months and all of these things that we need to do? I don't think so. I just don't think I could have. Number one, I had a job, you know, that would have taken me away from the action for a while. Isn't that crazy? Like, I don't know, man. I'm curious. Do you feel this way? Like, when you go through certain, when you kick adversity around, like you laugh at it, when something comes into your life and you conquer it, do you feel as though, geez, I don't think I would have been able to handle that 10 years ago? That's the way I feel a lot of times with things that happen in my life. I just laugh now, you know, from even the smallest thing, maybe somebody cutting me off in traffic, to a much larger thing like we're going through with Susan. I think I wouldn't have had the emotional intelligence even 10 years ago to be able to deal with it, with this type of thing. And so, that's pretty wild. So unfortunately, we had a boy that just did not make it back in 2000, and he was born way too soon, and he was delivered at Mercy Anderson Hospital here in Cincinnati. And we were able to hold him. We had him baptized right there in the room. And then we gave him back to the medical staff, and his little heart stopped breathing after about 4 hours of being alive. And you know what's wild, though, is, you know, we went home. I remember we went home at like 2 in the morning or whatever it was, and there was nobody on the road. And we woke up the next day, and we were in our home, but we didn't have a baby, and Angela wasn't pregnant. And just didn't feel right. Just didn't, like, none of it computed in my head, you know? And I know you know what I'm relating to, because you've had times, you've gone through circumstances where you wake up and you think, did I just dream that, or did that really happen? And that's kind of the way I felt when I woke up that morning. I remember looking over at Ange and I'm thinking, did I just dream that we lost a baby, a boy, or did that really happen? And I was such in a fog because we hadn't slept in days, and it really happened. And I was like walking around like a zombie for the next couple of days thinking, what the hell just happened in my life? And then you know, I remember going to the mailbox, and we had some overdue bill, whether it was a mortgage or a car payment or something at the time. I don't remember. And I remember thinking to myself, boy, life just keeps it chugging along, doesn't it? You know, here you go through something as devastating as that, and you're looking at a baby boy, and you're holding him, and his heart's beating, and then it's not beating. And then you go out to your mailbox the next day, and you got a bill, and nobody cares. That was my main thing. It's like, nobody cares. You know, it's like they're just going to keep sending you bills. They don't know. They don't even care. Like, what could have happened? I call them up, say, hey, can you cut me some slack on the late payment? Yeah, I just lost a son. Now, maybe they would, but who does that anyway? It almost feels a little dirty to be doing that stuff, you know? But I remember back 15 years ago, it was this time of year. It was, you know, some days were 75 degrees, some days were 45. It's that April weather we have in Southwest Ohio. And it just takes you back to a time, you know? And I think that was the point yesterday. We had a little bit of a quiet celebration for Matthew yesterday. That was his name, Matthew Crowley. And he was born on April 19th, 4/19. And I remember Ange and I searching for meaning around that. So we go into the Bible, you know, on occasion, where we really search for deeper meaning in life. And Matthew 4:19, and I'll paraphrase this, so, you know, all you Bible scholars, don't come at me, but it's just a, go cast your net and become a fisher of men, you know, a fisher of people. And I remember saying, wow, that's really poignant. I get that. I want to be a fisher of people. I want to cast this wide net in the name of my son who didn't make it, and I want to go out there and make a difference in the world. And so maybe you search for meaning the same place I do. Maybe you search for meaning in another place. By the way, side note, one of the best books you'll ever read is called Man's Search for Meaning by Viktor Frankl, Holocaust survivor. Man's Search for Meaning. This guy found meaning in a dirty bowl of mud soup inside the concentration camps in Germany. And it was a very, very powerful book. So sometimes I'll search for meaning in church through my pastor in the Bible. I remember my mom died. I was an absolute basket case. 1997, July of 97, I was drinking every night, trying to get over it. And I remember seeing a pastor. I'm like, Jesus, dude. Well, I don't think I said it that way. Jesus, dude. I think, come on, man, can you give me some, like, where's my mom? You know, and he'd give me these Bible passages. I'm like, that's not good enough, man. Where is she? Like, why is she not here? Where am I going? I mean, all questions of this stuff. This is bullshit, you know. She's dead, and she's all I had, you know. I didn't even know my dad. She was the rock that was always there for us. Where is she, you know? And I remember getting angry at the pastor because he didn't have an answer that was good enough for me. He had an answer. I just didn't want his answer, you know. He quoted the Bible and told me we're all in eternity, and it makes more sense to me now. But when we lost Matthew, I felt the same way. I was angry, you know. Son of a bitch, you got, you know, 16-year-old girls that are throwing their babies in dumpsters or having abortions. They don't even want kids, and we want a baby. We want to raise a baby. That was my son. I was going to throw the football with him. We're going to play outside. It never happened. And you get angry like that. And you know what? It's okay to be angry. You know, you're not a damn robot. You know, when things go bad in your life, it's okay to be angry about it. Now, where you vent that anger, I think, is the difference between how you get over stuff, or, you know, you maintain friendships and things like that. You don't want to be angry at people just blowing up at them for no reason forever. You know, you don't want to be that type of a loose cannon. But I think channeled emotion and anger. You know what it? You know what it made me angry to do? To get stuff done in my life. You know, to quit wasting time. The following year, March of the following year, we had Madeline. You know, our baby girl Madeline, and then we had Laura in 2004, Paige in 2005, and then of course Susan. None of that would have happened the way it happened. I wouldn't have these beautiful, healthy girls, three of them, Madeline, Laura, Paige, all born exactly on their due date. Miracles in their own right. None of that would have happened had we not lost Matthew, you know? So as you search for meaning in your own life, look at the adversities, look at the challenges that happen and think, okay, let me kind of do a CSI investigation, you know, retrace the steps. What do they do when they try to solve a murder or a crime on all these shows? What do? They retrace the steps. And as I retrace the Every Day is Saturday message, that was Madeline that asked Daddy is tomorrow Saturday. Who knows, Matthew probably would never have uttered that. Maybe I would have, times would have changed, you know, the butterfly effect. It would have went into motion. Things would have changed. So when things happen in your life, if you're going through tough times right now, I would challenge you to find the meaning in the difficult situation that you're going through, because there's meaning there. Now, whether you're trying to find it is a whole different ball game. You know, maybe you're still angry. Maybe you're overly emotional like I was. Maybe you're just angry at the world. F you, F this. This sucks. I hate it. Why me? It's okay to go through that. It's not okay to stay there. You know, it's okay to go through, to pass through the valley on your way up the mountaintop. You are challenged now as a champion to go through the valley. You don't stay. You don't pitch a tent out in the valley, because if you do, you'll never get to the mountaintop, man. And for us, that meaning for me was we had to go through many, many times. Look, through that, through the bankruptcy, through losing a job, through all that stuff, man. I mean, how many? You've probably had 10 times the adversity that I've had. I have a pretty blessed life, man, you know. But I would challenge you to find the meaning in the struggle of what you're going through right now. And what are you going to do to take the tent down, get out of the valley, and get moving up the mountaintop? Because if you don't, man, you're missing out on a whole lifetime full of just incredible experiences that you're not even present for because you're living in the past. You get that? Like, you're not even present of all the amazing stuff right now. Maybe you've got grandchildren that are healthy. Maybe you've got kids that you can go to lunch with them. You know, take 30 minutes out of your crazy day. Stop looking at your iPhone and go sit in the lunchroom with your kid for 10 minutes, you know? Maybe pick them up after school, go get ice cream. Just things like that that you're not even present for because you're still boo-hooing about the struggle that you think you're going through when you're probably not even in that bad of a struggle if you just snap out of it. All right, so let's all snap out of it. This show is dedicated to my son, Matthew Crowley, and all the families out there that have really experienced adversity and challenges that some of them are unspeakable. Some of them are maybe a little more minor than others. But either way, man, you got to have the emotional intelligence and you've got to have the commitment, the stick-to-itiveness. And a big thing, faith, to find the meaning in what it is that you're going through right now. There's something there. When you look back 5 years from now, you'll see it and you'll think, thank God I listened to that Crowley guy and I went through the valley. It's Sam Crowley wishing you the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.